हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर फेलिशिया जॉनसन, FELICIAJOHNSON, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 2/28/1965, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 3/16/2022, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 10. The patient presents with the identical problem as past. Severe pain in the right shoulder is reported to the tune of 7 to 8 with inability to lift beyond 90 degrees. And pain in the neck is 0 at this time, but lower back pain is 3 to 4. There is a radiation of pain and numbness into the right forearm, front and back in a glove-like fashion, affecting all the fingers as numbness and tingling. In addition, there is a numbness and tingling of the left arm also. Patient report that she does feel improved 40% so far, and her ADLs are affected up to 10 in some areas. Pain level is from 7 to 10, while ADLs is up to 10. Patient is undergoing physical therapy constantly at neurospine 2 times per week. She's also seeing various specialties. She has been on medications. She's doing counseling, and she's doing a chiropractic, acupuncture, and non-stop physical therapy. The patient has never wanted to have an injection treatment or surgical consult. However, she recently saw Dr. Ramakrishna, who has advised her to have a neck surgery because of the motor weakness in the right arm and numbness and tingling constantly. Please review the chart for ADLs for system review and for additional history. For substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination is blood pressure 144/100, pulse 75, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 9/25/23, dictation number 0925-052. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to assess the patient. She has been advised that she may benefit from surgery for the cervical spine and 4 or 5 injections to the lumbar spine and some to the right shoulder. However, the patient has never come forth for injection treatment at all. She wants physical therapy, which has been ordered 2 times per week for the neck and the wrist and hand, both sides. And she remains disabled. Case management has been ordered and housework replacement. Maps and labs have been reviewed, and she's provided with the following medication, which are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram 15 mg twice a day for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. If the patient would like, she may benefit from injection treatment, as we discussed with her earlier. So we'll leave it on to the patient. She has signed an affidavit regarding this issue. And so all is well. Thank you. She has been discussed about the laser treatment, infrared treatment, home exercise, yoga exercises.